You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The A's made their one-year deal with Trevor Plouffe official this week. And I know at first glance, maybe it didn't make a whole lot of sense just because you look at their roster before Plouffe came aboard, and Ryan Healy, it seemed, was cemented at third base. But the A's are always looking for more flexibility, more versatile pieces. And by adding Plouffe, it doesn't take away at-bats from Healy. Healy will still get his at-bats probably mostly between first base and designated hitter. He can form a platoon with Yonder Alonso. And with Plouffe, I mean, it's a low-cost signing. He did have several injuries last year. He's back to full health now. He's been incorporating some yoga into his routine with his wife just to be a little more flexible. Some of his injuries last year had to do with those intercostal oblique muscles. So it sounds like he is back to full health and kind of looking forward to having a completely full, healthy season. But, of course, you know, things always do happen over the course of the season, even in spring training. And I think the A's are pretty happy with the depth that they have in their infield right now. And you know, down the road, this does give them, you know, the option to maybe trade a piece, you know, be it ahead of the trade deadline. You know, if they're out of contention, Plouffe could be a nice piece for someone, and even someone like Yonder Alonso. So, you know, maybe from the outset didn't look like it made a lot of sense, but, you know, when you really break it down, I think it makes a lot of sense for them right now. Going forward, and the A's have yet to make their signing of Santiago Casilla official, so that'll kind of be the next thing for them to announce, but we do know that it is happening, and this is a guy that they are familiar with. Casilla started his tour in the big leagues with the A's, and it really gives them another option to close. I mean, they already have several. They have Ryan Matson. They have Sean Doolittle. And even the guys behind them, the Ryan Doles, Liam Hendricks, John Axford. And this is a very strong bullpen with depth top to bottom. And so I think they're set there, and it looks like pitching-wise, they may be set all the way around. They have a ton of starting depth, even added to it this week by bringing back Ross Detweiler on a minor league deal. And Detweiler, even though his performance was a little inconsistent, I mean, he really did help stabilize the rotation down the stretch when they really had no arms at all last year, it seemed like. So pitching-wise, they do seem to be set, although, you know, you never know. Anything can happen. And position player-wise, I think they're always looking. I mean, just like the Trevor Plouffe signing, it seemed to maybe come out of nowhere, but a lot of the signings are like that. And if they went into spring training right now, I think they'd be happy with the roster they've compiled. I don't know that it's a contending roster, but it does seem, at least on paper, to be better than last year. So I wouldn't suspect them to make any more big moves ahead of spring training, save for maybe a trade that comes up, but they do look to be set. The Sonny Gray rumors, it seems like, are nothing new. I think we've been talking about them for not just the last year, but maybe a couple years. It always seems just destined that he will get dealt, and he will get dealt sooner than later. I've always thought that it will happen ahead of the trade deadline this year, just because I foresee him being, so long as he's healthy and pitching back in the form, you know, his 2015, 2014 form, if he's pitching that way, he will be the most valuable commodity on the market at the trade deadline. But the A's could, of course, decide to flip him before then. I know there's been rumors about the Astros wanting him, and I wouldn't be surprised at anything, just because it is the A's and they're never afraid to pull the trigger, no matter who's involved. We've seen it, you know, time and time again. I think everyone points to Josh Donaldson, Yoenis Cespedes, as the poster boys for for that. And I think Sonny could follow. It's just a matter of time. They do like the starting depth they have. So trading Sonny wouldn't really affect them in the short term. And this is a team that's looking to the long term already. You know, they're looking forward to opening a new stadium eventually. And when that happens, they want to have a contending team in place. And by the time that happens, Sonny, they would have probably already lost Sonny to free agency anyway. So, you know, their thought process is get several valuable young pieces in return while they can. And really it's just kind of sorting through, you know, offers as they have been, I think, for several months. You know, you go back over the last year and deciding when the time is right and when the deal's right.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.